Our devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary is based on many gospel accounts. But the four gospels say nothing about the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the memorial we are celebrating today. The Eastern Orthodox Church considers the presentation of Mary as one of its 12 great feasts. This celebration was based from the Proto-Evangelium of James, written about 280, an apocryphal account or deuterocanonical describing Mary's life. This feast continued to be celebrated throughout the East and also was celebrated in the monasteries of southern Italy by the 9th century and was introduced into the papal chapel in Avignon in 1372 by decree of Pope Gregory the 11th. The feast was included in the Roman Missal in 1472 but was suppressed by Pope Pius V in 1568. As a result, it did not appear in the Tridentine calendar. Pope Sixtus V reintroduced it into the Roman calendar in 1585. Pope Clement VIII made this feast a greater double in 1597. The feast also continues as a memorial in the Roman calendar of 1969. In the 1974 encyclical Marialis Cultus, Pope Paul VI wrote that despite its apocryphal content, it presents lofty and exemplar values and carries on the venerable traditions having their origins in the Eastern churches. In the Proto-Evangelium of James, her parents, Joachim and Anna, brought Mary at the age of 3 to the temple to be of service to God until she reached 12 years old. This means from Mary's earliest childhood, she was already dedicated to God. Her faithfulness became evident when she said yes to become the mother of God, the temple, the sanctuary of the holy. She is the epitome, the archetype of doing the will of God, which make her the model of our lives as we follow the Lord every day. So let us make this as an inspiration to be faithful and dedicated to God all throughout our lives, the clear sign why we celebrate this feast day. So my brothers and sisters, let us ask the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary to carry the Lord in our hearts and share Him to others every day, to anybody. The best way to honor Mary. May Our Lady give us strength to follow her Son and be faithful to Him despite any difficulties and crosses we encounter. Let us always present ourselves to God, willing to serve Him and be at His disposal. May Our Lady guide us and our inspiration to follow Him, our Lord, our Master.